Before we go into the bee yard, we need to get the smoker going. And that's to settle them down a bit. There's a couple of theories. One is that they think there's a bushfire coming, so they go inside and gorge themselves with honey instead of worrying to sting you.
66-year-old Peter Rawlins isn't taking any risks. He doesn't want to be stung by any of the bees that live in the 19 hives he has scattered in his backyard.
The other theory is that they give off a pheromone, a scent, and that lets them know to attack you. So this helps to calm it that way too, they reckon.
Hello, I'm Cherie von Hirschner. Peter's an avid beekeeper here in Broken Hill in the far west of New South Wales, and he's known for giving away more honey than he sells. I've got my own white bee suit, gauze hat and gloves to find out more about this growing trend of backyard beekeeping. What are you burning inside it?
Started up with a piece of paper and some straw, but generally I like to use hessian or eucalyptus leaves. That's a nice smell and it makes nice cool smoke. So you don't want to burn them. This has got a bellows on it. If you puff too hard, it sort of catches fire. So you just want cool smoke.
Do they normally attack you? Do you normally get stung each time you come out and have a look at the hives?
No, not necessarily. If the weather's wrong or if you've got perfume on or something like that, then that annoys them a bit. The weather's got to be nice. Today's a beautiful day for it, so we won't have any worries today.
So what kind of weather makes them a bit cranky?
Cold weather, windy weather. You know, as the book says, the day that's ideal for them is hot and they're a lot calmer, but it's not ideal for us. We're in these suits, you know, they're pretty hot. We'll just get the smoker going again.
Oh, yep. Well, the bees are certainly reacting to the smoke there.
Yep. You see them at the front. Now, the ideal thing is not to be in front of them. Whenever you work on the bees, you should be at the rear or at the sides. And if you stand in their flight path, then there's chances are they're going to get upset with you and maybe sting you.
Okay, so you've just opened a slide at the side of this hive, and you can see inside to see what they're doing. How important is it to be able to see in the hive like this?
Yeah, well, normally you have to pull them to bits, as we would with others, and have a good look at them, because you have to check them all the time for diseases and stuff like that. Make sure they're going all right. Make sure the queen's still laying eggs properly. There we are. I'll just bring one out to show you here. Now, that's honey on that, you see?
Yeah, wow. So half that frame it looks like it's sort of, the honeycomb is chock-a-block.
Yeah, if you poke your finger in there, you can see that's all honey in there.
All
but,
right.
But this up here has been capped. And what the bees get it to the right consistency, the right sugar level, right water level, and then they cap it over when it's correct, when it's finished and it's ready to harvest.
Where's the worst place that you've got stung?
You don't want to know. No, the face. The face is the worst of the lot. The wife had a photo of me one stage and, you know, I looked like the elephant man. I got two stings on the face. But that's my own fault for not having the veil on.
Now, do you have any idea how many bees live in your hives?
No, you're only guessing. In the height of summer, a good hive can have up to 80,000. That's a lot of bees.
And how much honey would you get from your 19 hives that you have here in your backyard?
Well, that depends on how strong the hives are. But generally speaking, each frame that you take, one of those frames, probably hold 2 to 3 kilos. So out of this one, you could get 30 kilos out of this one box. As I keep saying, they're very interesting. You know, you've got worker bees and a queen bee and drone bees, and everyone fancies the drone gets it pretty easy. All he does is sit around all his life and do nothing. But in actual fact, he mates with the queen. That's what he's there for only. And when you get a new queen, she goes out on a mating flight, and she can mate with, say, up to 16 or 18 drones in a day. But the only problem is that after they mate, what do they call it? Endophallus, they call it, penis in other words, pulls out of the male's body and he dies. But she stores all that sperm for all of her life. She never mates again other than that one day.
Wow. Yeah. So do you see many dead bees around on the ground here?
Oh, you see plenty. You know, I just look down and say, you've done a good job, mate, you know, rest in peace.